Bethany, can you explain what you've been up to in the United Nations?
To start off with, we was in our countries with two representatives.
That's right.
It was me and Sam.
Yeah.
So we went down and they explained that you have to go round and speak to people who want similar things from the school, fair trade products.
So you were down there because the school's trying to create a fair trade manifesto, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what a manifesto is?
No.
Okay, can you guess? Based on your experience down there.
A very different products sold by the school that are fair trade.
Yeah, so they could be like a series of sort of statements or principles that support the fair trade agenda in school. So what were the five ideas that you went down with?
We have more than five, but the main ones were like a vending machine in your year base that produce all fair trade products.
Yeah.
Fair trade products actually sold by the school, like things like
eggs.
What, food? Like in a canteen, the fair trade.
And
the food in the canteen.
The textiles, like the clothing.
Well, even your school uniform could be fair trade. What about paper? We use loads of paper, don't we?
Yeah,
is there such a thing as fair trade? Yeah, okay. And so you all the countries met this afternoon in the world and the United Nations. And is the idea then that everyone agrees some principles for the whole school manifesto?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much. And Deborah and Emma, is that right? Got your names right, good. Could you explain what you've been up to? I know you've been doing a survey. What was your survey about?
About fair trade.
Okay, so what kind of questions did you ask the other countries?
We asked them if they eat fair trade food.
Okay, and how many people did? Lots or not very many?
12.
Okay, were the majority of people eating fair trade or the majority of people not?
Kind of
even.
Balance.
Okay. And what other questions did you ask?
Did you realise you could ever go on a fair trade holiday?
Oh, okay. And most people didn't realise.
No.
Well, that's really interesting, isn't it? And Vietnam, of course, do run fair trade holidays, don't they? So that's something we could really try and sell if people don't know about them. Any other questions?
Did you ever go on holiday to Vietnam?
And some people said yes, most people said no. Did they give you a reason?
I don't know.
They didn't know. And what was the last question? Is that it? Or you got one more, haven't you? The orange one?
It's like the same thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Would you go?
So have you learned anything from doing your surveys?
Yeah, that most people don't want to go to Vietnam.
But that they don't know that fair trade holidays exist. So we've got two challenges there. One, to let people know that there are fair trade holidays. And two, to persuade people to want to go to Vietnam.
They said they would pay the extra money if they got more for it.
And did they say why? Did they think it was unfair the way the holidays currently work?
I'm not sure. He just said, what's the point of going on a plane?
Yeah, he was like, planes are...
Oh, because they're bad for the environment and stuff. Oh, okay.
And he said, go on a boat.
Right. Maybe you could have a fair trade boat holiday to Vietnam. That should be something we put in our proposal. Okay, and brilliant work. Thank you very much.